And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the program. My name is Roland, I'm your host. I think you're going to like this program. Yes, I think you're going to like this program. Welcome everybody, I hope you're having a nice holiday season. I certainly am. Does that mean that I'm not having issues to deal with? No. Life always has issues. But you know, the good thing about issues is that they are a chance to develop character. Wasn't it Goethe, the great German writer, who said, he said, sow an action, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap a character. Sow a character, reap a destiny. Is that not beautiful? And it was Zig Ziglar, I think, who talked about turning stumbling blocks into stepping stones. You see, literally that is what our issues are. Issues are a chance to develop character. So that might be a good place for me to begin today, to bring you this very nice message for the holidays and for 2014. What do you say we make 2014 the best year yet? All right, let's get started. Now, why is it that we have issues? Well, of course, you know, Christ said the rain falls on the just and the unjust alike. So, okay, it can rain and there can be, you know, you can get a hole in your roof and then you have to fix the hole. Or, you know, you drive around in your car quite a bit and then all of a sudden your tires start to get a little bit needing of replacement, and so you get new tires put on. Okay, and you wash the, eat your food, and then afterwards you have to wash the dishes. Life has all these little issues that we face. We can face those little issues with equanimity and with poise, with reasonableness and calmness, see? And if we face the little issues with poise, then we will be ready to face the big issues. Okay? Well, what a lot of us do is we have, nobody taught us properly. They didn't set a good example for us. I mean, yes, we've heard that we're supposed to be calm and reasonable and all that stuff, but what example do people set for us, especially our parents? Why, they get upset. They get upset at this and upset at that and angry about this and impatient about that and disturbed about this and irritated over that. That was the example that they set for us. See? And then they probably went ahead and being upset and irritable and having, you know, things happening at work, and then they came home angry and then they dumped on you. See? Which made, because you were little, somebody dumped on them and then they came home and dumped on you. And that didn't help. So then you got upset. See? They made you upset. And then when you were upset, you made mistakes. And when you made mistakes, they yelled at you or got angry at you for making mistakes. And that was more upsetting. You see how that works? So, what happens then in life is that people don't set a good example for us. And then, of course, we're egotistical by nature. That's the nature that you inherit. You inherit an egotistical nature. So you tend to be a little bit judgmental or very judgmental of other people. In other words, you get angry at them. See, if people are nice to you, then you like them. But if they're not nice to you, or if they diss you, or you think they're disrespecting you, then you hate them. See, I was going to say rotten we are. Well, that's how rotten we are. So, now you see what happens. We go around and we're angry at this and irritated at that. And nobody sets a good example, and we're impatient, and so on and so forth, and we judge other people, and then we don't have any character to face the issues which upset us. So now, you understand why you must start to develop character.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
My name is Roland. Yes, I have a degree in pastoral psychology and a master's degree, an earned master's degree in human relations. And I've been on the air almost 25 years. Okay, I've written 16. I'm working on my 17th book right now. I actually have other books which I had self-published. If I included those, then I'd have a lot more books to talk about. But these are just books that are like published, you know, where you can get them on Amazon. So, what are we talking about? Oh, yes, character. See, if you have character, then you can face life's ups and downs. You can face the vicissitudes of life with some equanimity and poise, see? Now, you won't do so perfectly at first because you've had a lifetime of getting upset. Did you hear the little spit I had there, the little announcer, the little advertisement? See, I have a meditation, and actually I have several of them, but we'll just keep it very simple. I'll just talk about the main meditation that I have. It's a four-part meditation. And it literally shows you how to become still. In other words, how to get out of your thinking. See, what happens is, you go out in the world, something upsets you, and then you become upset and you fail. See, that's a failing, to become upset. You're supposed to remain calm, poised, reasonable, rational, see, and meet life with poise and with wisdom. But instead we become angry, we become upset, see. Either we express it or we suppress it. We express our anger or we suppress it. We express impatience or we repress it. See, if you become upset, if your boss makes you resentful, see, you become resentful, and then you go home and then you become impatient with your children. See? Well, the problem is that whether you express it or don't express it, either way, it has a very bad effect upon your body, your nerves and your your endocrine system and so on and so forth. It's just not, we weren't meant to become upset. We were meant to be creatures of love. You can see that with little children. Little tiny children have a lot of love. See, of course, it's a natural, it's an innocent love, it's a natural love, it's a child's love, but nevertheless, it is love, it's a type of love. See, and when we're adults, why, we're supposed to have a special agape love, see, love for other people, which we would express by not resenting them, by not being impatient with them, by not judging them, by not getting angry at them, see. And I'm not saying repressing emotion or suppressing. I'm saying not getting angry in the first place, not resenting them in the first place. So that's the secret. You want to know the secret? Here's your gift, your once in a lifetime gift from me. Okay, this could change your whole life for the better. And the little gift is this. You say, that sounds good, Roland. How do I not become upset in the first place? The answer is, to not become resentful. Don't become resentful. See? And learn to stand back. Learn to stand back and count to 10. Whenever you find yourself getting caught up in something emotionally, stand back. If there's something happening between you and your partner, for example, and you know, you feel a little anger coming up, or they see that it's becoming an intense conversation, stand back, take a step back, get the big picture. See? Get the big picture. It's very simple. But you say, how do I do that? How do I do that? I can actually show you how to do it with the meditation. The meditation helps you to find that neutral place, that objective neutral place where you can observe people, places, and things without being so close to them and without becoming upset by them, without becoming involved emotionally and caught up in them, carried away. See? And the meditation also teaches you how to observe thoughts. See, a lot of us become upset by our thoughts. See, first we become upset by people on the outside and events, and then we err. That's what I was saying earlier. We make a mistake, which is become upset, and then we hide in the imagination. We retreat from life and hide in the imagination. And then we think about what I could have said, what I should have said, what I might have said, or what I'm going to say. See? Or we go into fantasy. We retreat into fantasy. But once you get lost in your fantasy, once you develop the habit of getting lost in thinking, then before you know it, thinking becomes your master. And then your thoughts begin to boss you around. Voices begin to talk to you. See? All right, so you have to also learn how to stand back from your thoughts. See? And that's what the meditation helps you to do. I literally, in a few minutes, can show you how to stand back, become objective, how to find that neutral place. Then you can get into the world pre-armed with patience, pre-armed with reason. See? And then when things happen, people say things, and issues develop, you can stand back and look at them objectively, see, with a twinkle in your eye. Okay? All right. So you need to get the meditation that I'm talking about so you can learn how to do it. See, explaining it to you a little bit. I'm explaining a little bit of the psychology, but you need the technique. You need the technology, the very simple meditation. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org and look for Mike's Story. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. And I said you were going to like this program, and I hope you are liking it, because I'm giving you the secret to emotional control. Now, this little spot that I had there was about Mike's Story. It's such a good book. Mike's Story. Now, remember I was talking about emotional control? Well, look, do you have anger issues, you know, chronic unhappiness, anxiety, nervousness, some kind of emotional or mental health issues? Would you like to read a book, a true story of somebody who overcame all of these issues and shyness? What do they call it? Anxiety disorder, social anxiety disorder. He had so many issues. He had a whole laundry list of them. He overcame them all. Now he's happy and productive and moving on. Left them all behind. So wouldn't it be nice to read a book like that of somebody who actually overcame issues? Okay, it's called Mike's Story. True story, I helped him write the book. I'm co-author of the book. It's called Mike's Story. If you go to my website, commonsensecounseling.org, or talktoapastor.org, you can see there's Mike's story. You can look inside. You can get it from me for a small donation, PDF of it. Or you can go to Amazon, get it in Kindle, or get a paperback. Wonderful book. Buy yourself a present. Get the meditation. Get Mike's story. Do yourself a world of good. Okay? Now, I'd like to read you something here that is at on the back of a book. I have a little book that I published. It's called A Guide to True Peace Revisited. There's a wonderful book called A Guide to True Peace. It's in the public domain. And it has excerpts from the writings of three great Christian spiritual leaders or mystics. Madame Jeanne Guyon, Michael Molinos, and François Fénelon. He was actually a bishop, was he a bishop or a cardinal? I'm not sure. It's excerpts from those three writers. It's a beautiful, 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 beautiful little book. You really should get it. A Guide to True Peace Revisited. But listen to what Amy Carmichael. Incidentally, Amy Carmichael was a famous missionary. She was a missionary to India, I believe. And here's what she wrote. She said, among the old books that have drifted down through the ages is one called A Guide to True Peace. It was given to Dr. A. B. Simpson. Oh, yes, Dr. A. B. Simpson, a very famous theologian and founder of a church, actually, A. B. Simpson. It was given to Dr. A. B. Simpson of America in the midst of his busy life. It had only one thing to say: God is waiting to speak to us in the depths of our hearts, and he will speak if only we will be quiet enough to listen. 20 years after he had read that book, Dr. Simpson told how he set himself to be quiet. At first he thought this would be a very easy matter, but as he tried to still his heart, a pandemonium of voices assailed him, questions, cares, and his very prayers shouted round him. And there were satanic suggestions, too, in the voices of the world's turmoil. Never before had there seemed so many things to be done, to be said, to be thought. In every direction he was pushed and pulled and greeted with noisy acclamations and unspeakable unrest. But at last, as he listened and slowly learned to obey that quiet word, be still, he found that when the other voices ceased, or he had ceased to hear and heed them, there was a still small voice in the depths of his being that began to speak with an inexpressible tenderness, power, and comfort. As I listened, he said, it became the voice of prayer and the voice of duty, and I did not need to think so hard, but that still small voice of the Holy Spirit in my heart was God's prayer in my secret soul, was God's answer to all my questions, was God's life and strength for soul and body, and became the substance of all knowledge, of all prayer, and all blessings. And it was the living God himself as my life and my all. And that's written by Amy Carmichael in her book, Meal in a Barrel, talking about how Mr. A.B. Simpson benefited from A Guide to True Peace. Well, what I'm trying to impart to you is that this Guide to True Peace, you should get my republishing of it. And you should also get my meditation, because it shows you how to find what he found. It shows you how to find what he found. Okay? So then all your problems will be solved. All you have to do is reestablish a rapport with God. But you don't know how to do that. See, there's so many things you don't know how to do. Maybe you've heard about them in church and so on, and you'd like to do them, but the truth is it hasn't really happened. Not the way you know that it could. Deep down in your heart, you know there's still something that you're lacking. Well, that's the beautiful part about the meditation. It sort of puts you in touch with God's inner light so that His inner light can lead the way. See, so that intuition leads the way. So it's like foresight. See, what do you have now? See, intuition is the same thing as conscience. Intuition is the same thing as conscience, which is what you have now. You've had after you've yelled at your kids or hated somebody, then what? You feel a conscience or a vague anxiety. Well, that's your intuition. That's God's inner light. But now it's hindsight. See, what you need to do is to become still, find that inner in touch with your intuition, then it can become present sight and foresight. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Yes, I'd like to tell you about a special offer that I have. And first, I want to reiterate how good a book The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage is. You see, look, that's the subject that I get the most requests about, and the one that I sell the most books about, and the one possibly where I do the most good. Because people have relationship issues, and relationship issues are very, very important to people. And they're very important to us as partners, husband and wife, in our relationships, and as kids with our parents. We want to see our parents happy. We don't want to see them unhappy and getting divorced and so on and so forth. Relationships are so important. Then when things go, we want to be able to repair our relationships, or perhaps reconcile. A lot of things. Or we need, as adult children of parents who had issues, we'd like to understand what happened. We want to have understanding so we can forgive them. See, if you really understood what they were dealing with, then you could forgive them. See? And then you can be a parent of your kids and a better partner. So The Mysteries of Marriage is very, very good. You'll enjoy it. There's a lot of other books out there. They're very nice. They really are. But this one really, really takes it to the next level. I take it to the next level. Because I talk about the Garden of Eden. I talk about Adam and Eve. I talk about food. I talk about forgiveness and about resentment and about a father and a dad and what he's supposed to be and what ladies, see? What ladies need from their husband. All these kinds of things I talk about in a very special spiritual way that is also very down to earth and very practical, because you learn how to forgive. You learn how to be a better dad, a better mom, better wife, better husband, better partner. See? and perhaps heal your relationship. So, if you'd like to get the book, I have a special. For a donation of $5 or more, you can get The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. I'll send it to you as an attachment to an email, PDF attachment. And you can also get my super-duper parenting book, which is called Santa's Take on Parenting. It's a Santa story. It's about Santa and Mrs. Claus and how they use super parenting skills to help some kids. You'll get both books, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage and my fun Santa parenting book, both for a donation of $5. Just go to commonsensecounseling.org. Hi, this is Pastor Roland. I get a lot of emails, but it's always a special treat to go to my mailbox and find a card or letter from a listener. I love letters from listeners, so I want to make sure you have my address so you can write to me. So here it is. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo. I'll spell it for you. That's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. Here it is again, Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. I look forward to reading your letter. I hope you enjoyed today's program. I know you did. If you're still listening, you enjoyed it. So what you have to do now is do something. Don't just sit there. Do something. You have to take a step. Faith without works is dead. Go to my website and check out the meditation. Perhaps get it. Get the meditation. Get one or two of my books. Enjoy. Learn about why you have all the issues that you do and how to solve them. 2014 will be fantastic. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.